This is the best Christmas song that ever existed. This is the best Christmas song that ever existed. If you don't believe
Welcome to the Bag
me,
Clan well, Fantasy Football Podcast. Here are your hosts, Blake, Tyler, and Rob.
Christmas is my favorite Christmas time of the year. Bells are jingling and the angels are making Jesus. It's a silent night except for my neighbor's washing machine. It's very loud, that's why I'm wearing my second favorite earmuffs.
Hello and welcome in from where we are to where you are. This is the Bag Clan Fantasy Football Podcast, Wednesday, December 20th. It's the second round of the playoffs, folks. The semis, as some call it, not the Chubbs, but the semifinals, semis. I'm Blake, your host, joined by Rob and Tyler this week. How are we doing, boys?
We're doing good. The Chubbs. Already starting off with a zinger, as Dr. Z would say.
Oh, boy. We're having some weird computer stuff going on. I hope we're still recording. Let's keep rolling.
Yeah,
Tyler
seems like
had his computer reboot, but also his brain is currently in the process of booting up as well. That's kind of a perpetual thing for Tyler, as you all know. He's kind of in a, you know, like a 12-hour computer reset, full update kind of mode.
I'm in a constant state of sleep paralysis.
Yeah, he's like burnt pizza. You know, it started out good and it just turned out bad because it took too much time.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when you started off good. You could have just had it cold, right?
Right.
And then you put it in the oven, and that would have been great had you pulled it out about 20 minutes ago. And now it's just too late. It's too late for everyone.
Most things in life, when you fall asleep while it's happening, it just ends up burnt.
Yep, and when you don't pull out in time, bad things can happen.
That's where I thought you were going with that. Just like all things in life, if you don't pull out,
that's
where
I went.
Trouble. But Blake decided to say that if you fall asleep, things end up burnt, I guess.
Yeah, no, I went with the pull-out joke.
They're both applicable to any things. I mean, many things can get burnt. Just like you did in the wild card round last week, Tyler.
Ooh, there's a shot fired.
Yeah, right across the bow. All right, let's get into our news and notes here, folks.
News.
Notes.
Is that our bumper this week? Were you not ready?
Listen, the file system is gone. I got nothing on my other screen right now.
That's perfect. We did the news. We said news and notes. Let's roll.
I guess. So this is going to be a little bit of a slapdash kind of news and notes because I didn't have anything prepared tonight. So the
bumper was perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about this one with the Texans situation. They're playing the Colts this week. You'd think a couple weeks ago, Gardner Minshew's Colts versus CJ Stroud's Texans. That's a fucking shootout. Go fantasy. No, looks like Stroud's not going to play again. Second week in a row with that concussion.
Who'd you say they were playing?
What's that?
Who'd you say they were playing?
Aren't the Texans playing the Colts this week?
They sure aren't. The Colts are playing Atlanta.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Yeah.
Colts are playing the
Atlanta. Cleveland is playing the Texans.
No, the Titans.
No.
The Titans.
No.
Somebody's playing.
No, the Titans are playing
Houston
Seattle.
Is playing Cleveland. The Titans are playing Seattle. What are you guys looking at?
I don't know, man. I was going off
week 12 matchups or something.
Who knows?
I don't either.
I hate this segment. I already hate it already.
Going bad, but here we go. Well, anyway.
Fuck it.
So where were you going? Stroud.
Stroud's out. That's
Cleveland.
The news.
Stroud's out. That's the news. Not playing Cleveland, which you wouldn't have liked him a whole lot anyway. I mean, let's pretend he was coming back. You know, first game back from injury, playing Cleveland, who's been getting some of their defensive players back. I think Ward came back last week. I wouldn't have liked him that much anyway, but I really don't like any Texans against Cleveland this week. So it doesn't change much, but yeah, it's bad for them. Bad for whoever's got him. I guess that's Nick. So he's got to play his other guy, but yeah, it's a bad news bears for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really want anybody in Houston other than maybe Noah Brown.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. I've got Nico.
If Collins doesn't play.
I haven't looked at the news for Nico yet. Is he on his way back?
Oh, questionable. Like probably a true 50-50.
Yeah, he did not play.
Calf injury, no practicing.
Correct.
Yeah, that sucks for another league. But let's stick with the quarterbacks. There was, I mean, we're not going to get deep into the like quarterback hot, or not quarterback, head coaching hot seats this week and openings for next year. I'm going to push that off till next week. But Arthur Smith, one of those aforementioned coaches, says that Taylor Heinicke is going to start this week and probably the rest of the week because he gives us the best chance.
Yeah, the rest of the year, yes.
Well, you know who gives them the best chance to win is not Arthur Smith.
Also true. Old Doc run heavy. I didn't know why they went back because there was no reason to go back. There's been so many, Blake, you and I have talked on Sundays on all these coaches who, you know, get rid of their starter, make him third string, put a guy in, and then try to bring that guy back. And it's like, you just can't do that to your team. It's just like, that quarterback's not going to do well. There's never been a history of somebody who's demoted to third, comes back up, and all of a sudden they're great because of the demotion. No, you've shattered that quarterback. They've got to leave that team. The Riddler is not going to be with this team anymore. And just like with the Jets, they're not going to have their Zach Wilson any longer after this year. So it's just like, they're so dumb. I just can't believe these coaches do that. But yeah, I mean, it means more downfield throws, more turnovers probably, but more downfield throws for Atlanta.
Yeah, I personally, on the Zach Wilson thing, I can't wait. I look forward to him to be on another team because I think he can do it. He just needs a team to have confidence in him and somebody to teach him patience in the pocket.
Yeah, that's his big problem.
I think this team had confidence in him after the Rodgers injury because I think they saw some stuff when Rodgers was teaching him and they're like, oh, we have a guy in the building now that can teach this kid. But yeah, Zach Wilson needs an O-line first and then possibly a complete brain transplant second.
Moving to the Titans, nice. Will Levis, high ankle sprain, I believe, last week is what he suffered. He's not practicing this week. It looks like Ryan Tannehill is going to take the start. He's taking first reps today in the practice. So everybody loves watching Ryan Tannehill stand in one spot and get sacked. That'll be fine. That'll be fun.
Well, here's the thing. The Titans are already eliminated from the playoffs. They have nothing really to play for. They would be stupid that if they really think from what they've seen in the few games that Willis has played, that he is, you know, somebody that they can groom for the future, why subject him and bring him back early off of a high ankle? Let him sit. Tannehill's probably not going to be on this team next year. Probably going to be calling games with Matt Ryan next year in the old quarterback club. I doubt he's even going to be on a roster next year. So let Tannehill play out the string and maybe play for a backup gig somewhere else.
That's good. So let's talk about Trevor Lawrence. Came back from that ankle sprain 2 weeks ago, surprisingly played, looked awful, but then concussion in the protocol still today.
Yeah. He'll probably clear it, but boy, he's getting banged up. And so's that whole team really. Did they lose last week? Please someone tell me. I don't remember.
They did.
They're in the midst of a spiral where they could technically, if they keep losing, obviously miss the playoffs. If he can clear the protocol, he's playing regardless, but he's really getting the shit beat out of him this year. I'm glad I don't have him, you know, for this week. I'm glad I don't have to depend on him, but bad for that team.
Tyler, you got anything on that one?
Nope.
All right. Love it.
Nope.
I love those zero takes. Let's talk about the Jets. Everybody loves the Jets.
We do.
Zach Wilson in concussion protocol after having a great week a couple weeks ago. I mean, they were awful the entire offense last week. Aaron Rodgers is not returning. Trevor Siemian's going to be starting.
Aaron Rodgers isn't returning? Shock.
Players.
Oh, hang on. This man's been on the Pat McAfee show every single week saying that he's coming back. What?
To be honest,
technically, he said he's going to try to.
As somebody who watches the Pat McAfee show almost every day, he has not been saying that he's going to return. He said, we'll see where it is. It depends on my health. And we'll see where the Jets are when the time when the window opens.
Yeah. They did activate him so that he could practice with the team the rest of the year.
Yes.
He is not going to play because he's not been cleared medically. He's not 100% healed, so.
Crazy.
But he can practice.
Somebody hasn't been cleared medically within the timetable that they shouldn't be cleared medically.
Yeah, even though it was a new procedure to try to accelerate it, there was just no way on God's green earth that you were going to recover from an Achilles week one and return anytime during the season. And it's just impossible. It's fine. You know, before that was a what? Correct me if I'm wrong. 9 to 12 month injury minimum. Yeah. So to be at the point that he is doing the things that he's doing, it was September, so October, November, December, so 3 and a piece months, right? Almost four, less than 4 months, is amazing. And if the season lasted 6 months and he was able to play in 6 months, would still be amazing. But there is no way you were going to condense a 9 to 12 month injury down to 3.5 months and say that I'm good to go. There's right. just no way. I don't care how many dark whatevers you want to sleep in while you contemplate your future or how many crazy drugs you want to do outside the United States, that it was never going to happen. So,
yeah, his direct quote, I mean, there's a lot of them here. Not 100% healthy to play. If he was, he'd be pushing to play this season anyway. But he was hoping we get there. There's still a few weeks out, he says. I do feel like in the next 3 to 4 weeks, it'd be possible to get to 100%, but obviously not there yet.
Sure.
So that's where the current is. But, I mean, back to my original point, Trevor Siemian starting again.
Yay.
Is basically either Breece Hall or Garrett Wilson startable in a playoff lineup?
No.
They are playing the Commanders this week.
Oh, yeah, okay, Garrett Wilson is definitely startable.
I guess, but
if you're not if you aren't starting Garrett Wilson this week, then he should be dropped. You should pick up a handcuff.
I mean, it is if you're not starting the worst defense in the league.
It's the best possible matchup.
I think they're like 23rd or 25th in the league against the run, even as a Breece Hall owner.
Yeah.
You can start Breece Hall for sure with confidence, but you just got to hope he's peppered with so many targets, Garrett Wilson, and that they're at least 60% are catchable.
The Washington defense is so bad that I can't imagine it's that much different from facing a college secondary, which these guys
Trevor
all
Siemian's is
up.
That bad. He has not his, I think he's, I don't quote me, but I think he's below 50% completion.
That's fine. But if there's that much separation for Garrett Wilson, then like just float it in there.
I mean, but I don't think he can. That's the problem.
I don't think he can.
That's the thing. I mean, if you told me that Zach was starting, he's competent enough to get it to Garrett Wilson at least 60, 70% of the time. And against the Commanders, I would think that Garrett Wilson would be a slam play. I just believe that strongly that Siemian's is hot garbage. That so what? It's a great matchup, Tyler, if you can't get a guy the ball, great matchups don't mean anything.
Tyler, does anything change? Jets are at home, and they're favored by 3. So basically, in a neutral site, they're dead even. The Jets,
correct.
Commanders, yes. Over-unders at 37.
Ooh, that's so low.
Yeah, the over-under surprises me. But I guess the Jets' defense is just so elite that it could very well just be they get ahead by 14 based off of, you know, whatever, a garbage touchdown and a pick six, and then it's over.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the only thing that concerns me, but I'm playing Garrett Wilson this week if I have him. And like I said, if I have better options, then as soon as the whatever time period passes where you can drop him and your opponent just can't pick him up, yeah, you drop him and pick up a handcuff. Because you're not – who are they playing – who are the Jets playing next week, Blake?
Give me 1 second. They're playing Washington this week, and they play at Cleveland next week.
Oh, yeah. Gross. Yeah.
That's so bad.
Yeah. Fucking drop his ass. If you're not playing him this week, then drop him as soon as he can be dropped without getting picked up by somebody this week.
Yeah.
I got a quick one. Geno Smith expected to practice in full this week. Should be playing this weekend. I don't know who they're playing against. It doesn't tell me. But I want to talk about the Steelers situation, which is an atrocious situation.
That was a tangent there. I thought we were going to talk Seattle.
Yeah.
Nope. Moving on.
Okay.
There's fuck no that. Reason to talk Seattle. Geno's back. You know, everybody knows what to expect from Geno.
I think Drew Lock has actually played really well on his two starts.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a detriment to any of the offensive players, and I don't know that there's a boost with Geno coming back because he has been disappointing this year. So, whatever. I don't think it changes anything.
Wow. I'm glad we stopped and talked about that. You know, because my Geno's back. Everybody knows to expect. It kind of covered that, didn't it?
Okay. It was good. Sorry, Blake. You were saying.
Let's talk about the Steelers situation.
Do we have
Kenny Pickett, ankle injury, not going to be playing, at least not starting this weekend. Mason Rudolph has already been named the starter. Trubisky is dead to the world. Kenny Pickett's terrible. Mason Rudolph likes to hit people with his helmet. I mean, what the hell is going on with the Steelers?
I mean, you covered it. It's not that Trubisky hasn't played well, but Pickett wasn't lighting the world on fire before he got hurt either. This whole Pittsburgh team is terrible. They have receivers that don't want to block because they might get hurt.
Did you see the practice video as well?
No.
So I think TJ Watt called out, you know, undisclosed guys, but he went to the media and basically said, guys don't want to practice hard. And then, of course, you know, the media looked into it. And here's this video of the wide receivers running routes and George Pickens just jogging.
Just trotting it.
Just trotting, you know, Deontay Johnson goes out there, goes around the cone, hard cut back around the cone, hard cut. George Pickens, jog out around. I think he's gonzo. And we all know what happens to wide receivers if they get booted from Pittsburgh. They are garbage. So goodbye, George Pickens. See you never. I'm glad I don't have you on any dynasty teams.
Me too. It's bad news. I did not know that, but coming into the league, he had the negative on him was he had an attitude problem.
Yep.
So it's not.
If your attitude problem isn't fixed with Mike Tomlin, it's not going to get fixed.
Correct. And unless you have otherworld talent, they're not going to put up with it. Antonio Brown, they put up with because he had otherworld talent.
Yep.
George Pickens has good talent. He can catch contested balls. He makes all these crazy catches, but he's just not good enough to lackadaise through practices and games and just. Yeah. And somebody will take a chance on him a shit team and they'll regret it. Like you said, Pittsburgh receivers that go on just don't do well. They end up with guns in their pants in a bar and just have things, bad things happen. So
GM is going to call George Pickens in and say, hey buddy, have fun in fucking Carolina.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Do you guys get the gun in the pants in a bar reference?
No.
Oh, that's a Plaxico Burress thing.
Oh, no. Congrats.
Oh, okay. I get that.
He was with Pittsburgh, went to New York, gun in the pants in a bar. Come on.
I was going to just quick bring up.
You might be too young for that.
Would you rather have Stone Hands Quentin Johnston as a young receiver on your team or attitude issues George Pickens on the Chargers?
Okay, so for me right now, if I'm the owner of a team or GM of a team, I would rather take a shot on Pickens because he's shown something, where I would not take a chance on Stone Hands. I'm sorry.
Especially a team that's going to be bringing in a new head coach and a new GM next year. And
it depends on who you have a head coach, right? If you have Tomlin,
exactly.
If you have Tomlin, if you have, you know, somebody that can handle attitude issues, I'll take Pickens and, you know, take the shot on him and try.
Right.
You mentioned here the two leaders for Chargers says that they want, what's his name, from Michigan, Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they want Harbaugh. Yeah.
And the rumor mill is that Belichick would love to go there. So, I mean.
Well, yeah, it's going to be the number one opening. We're going to talk about this next week, but that's clearly the number one.
I called that a couple weeks ago when we were talking about the first thing that came up with Belichick. He'd be great in San Diego. So,
yeah.
But but what my point is, a situation like that, we have a high profile coach could maybe fix Pickens where Tomlin and the Steelers culture maybe can.
I got
you. At the same time, both the guys you listed in Harbaugh and Belichick, I don't think that they would even take the shot on Pickens. Both of them are kind of no nonsense guys. I think Pickens would be gone the minute he fucked up with either one of them.
Yeah, possibly.
All right, let's hit a couple running backs that I'm just going to kind of list a couple here and let you guys talk about it, and then we're going to get into the Colt situation. So,
all right.
Ramondre Stevenson angle, he's missed two games. Trending down, it seems like. So we might see more Zeke again this week. Josh Jacobs trending towards playing. He has a quad injury, missed last week. And then James Cook, huge game against Dallas, has an illness, missed practice Wednesday. I don't see really an issue with that going forward, but there's been a bug going around the league.
Yeah, Zeke is going to be the starter. Ramondre probably won't play, doesn't need to. So go Zeke. Second one was who was the second Jacobs. One? Oh, Jacobs is back, no problem there. And then the last one, that, like you said, illness has been going through the whole league. He'll be back. He'll be fine and do well in this week's matchup. So, yes. But Zeke is the one. Ramondre, I don't think, will play.
Devastating injury to Kendre Miller. Or no, not Kendre Miller. My guy, Keontae Mitchell with Baltimore, ACL tear done for the year. I guess you can maybe upgrade. You can upgrade the Gus Bus for sure. And maybe
100% yes. Though? What? Justice? I mean, yeah, he's the passing down back, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's the Gus Bus. I mean, it goes back to before Mitchell got back from his pre-injury. Yeah. You go back to that Gus Bus and where he was, like, playable. So, yes.
So the Colts situation, guys. I mean, Zach Moss takes a shoulder injury in the second quarter last week.
Says he's playing.
He says he's playing, sure.
He says he's playing.
Jonathan Taylor participating in walkthrough practices. The word is that it's looking hopeful that he will play. There's a world where neither play. There's a world where both play. And there's a world where one plays. I mean, and then there you've got, what are the guys? The fucking guy that was on the Niners last year and Tyler Goodson are the backups.
Trey Sermon.
So yeah, I mean, Tyler, you're better at running backs than you are receivers. So what do you think?
Yeah, set a super high bar there. If Taylor's back in, then you're firing him up even in the playoffs, that sort of thing. If all of a sudden, you know, you hear, they're going to manage it, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden it looks like it's going to be a four-headed monster. They're playing. Who did we decide they're playing? Atlanta, right?
The Colts are playing Atlanta. Yes. Okay. Who is a really good run defense.
However,
FYI.
They just lost Grady Jarrett. Who's a big run stuffer in the middle.
Yeah.
So that does improve this running back committee. If Taylor's in, I think you're probably firing him up and you're just praying because I don't know. The Taylor teams might have better options though. So unfortunately that's one that's going to be so team by team. I think that, you know, if you don't have better options, you don't have better options. If you do, then, you know, try it.
I'm with you. I don't think I want anyone on the Colts. Running back wise, I don't think I want to do, if I have any of them, which I do in some leagues, I'm not playing any of them because it's too risky. So, yeah.
All right. So as far as receivers go, I mean, it's pretty common for receivers not to practice, but there's three that I want to bring up here. Michael Pittman Jr. had atrocious looking hit last week.
For once,
the guy got suspended.
Yeah, for once, good on the NFL for saying no, you're done. Like,
yeah,
you've done this so many times.
Yeah.
I mean, also, this is one of those where you should be done until the other player comes back, and then six more games. Like that was just atrocious.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, Michael Pittman gets up and jogs up the field under his own power. He's in the concussion protocol. Logs limited today, and is a true questionable for this week's matchup.
I mean, you just don't know what the protocol. We've seen as the season's gone on. So through what, week 8 or so, nobody. You had a concussion, you missed a week. Nobody cleared before the next game. As the year's gone on, there's been a few people that have cleared before the next week game. So it's hard to say. I'm 60-40 that he doesn't play, but there's still that chance that he does. But who knows?
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, the other two, Tyreek Hill, we all know he had that ankle injury, ended up being ruled out in warmups last week, and then Ja'Marr Chase cleared out this week, potentially for the next 2 weeks. I would consider him pretty much out for the fantasy playoffs for you.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll take one and I'll give Rob the other. Okay. So I'll go Tyreek.
Okay, and I'll do Chase. Go ahead.
Yep. So Tyreek, with the fact that he was so close to playing last week, we expect him to play this week, be just fine. He does have that chase for 2,000 yards, and I expect them to heavily target him because I think that they're very, very motivated to do that. You are completely and utterly firing up Tyreek if you have him anywhere.
Ja'Marr Chase, he is not going to play this week, 100% not playing, and might not play next week, like Blake said. So, take him out of your lineups. He's done. Unfortunately, and if you've got him, it's a big blow for a great player at this time of year. I've been dying to see, and it hurts.
Yeah, let's see. Let me take a gander at the tight ends. I mean, I doubt there's not anything big breaking news here. I mean, Hunter Henry's been really good. So if you have him, he's got a knee injury. He did not practice today.
He should be fine. I heard today, listening to the Ballers, that he should be fine.
And he's been legitimately incredible with Bailey Zappe. I think he's been tight end 3 both weeks, something like that.
Zappe's
he's
just
the guy, that he looks for to move the chains, to make a play, to get a touchdown. Like, he's his primary target.
Yeah, and here's the thing. They're playing Denver. Now, Denver at home is going to kill them team-wise. But they are their one bugaboo is they're not good at all against tight ends. So the only way that Zappe is going to move the ball against Denver is with the tight end. So
yeah, Laporta 5 catches, 3 touchdowns last week.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, that is all I've got for news. For those listeners wondering, like, guys, it's the semis. It's the semi Chubbs. Why are you going over the news so in-depthly?
Well, why not?
Everybody in this league, I mean, almost everybody in this league is in multiple leagues as far as fantasy goes. I just want you guys to get all your news and all our takes here. Plus, we only have 2 matchups, so may as well pad the time with something, right?
Yeah.
But absolutely. Let's get into some transactions. We only have a couple we're going to talk about. I mean, there's not much that's happened, but something that's talkable. So let's hit it.
Boop, boop, boop. Transactions. Accounts receivable.
Boop, boop, boop. We like those things with money.
Wow. So you just have no bumpers today, Tyler? Is the whole file dead?
I thought we were doing transactions. I have up the one bumper I need the rest of the time.
Tyler, whenever I host this thing, I just have the whole folder open and I double click him when I'm ready to
go. Listen, I don't have that option right now. I had to use my keyboard to sort through my fucking files to find the one I needed and double clicked enter to pull it up.
Oh, my.
Boop, boop, boop.
I was having all the problems. All right. So there were 2 waiver transactions. T-Bags picked up, or just interchanged 2 defenses. Added the Bears, added the Packers, dropping the Rams and the Bucks. I don't really care, even though I'm playing against him. I don't give a fuck about any of those.
He's got three defenses. I don't know if he thought – here's the thing. I don't know if he thought, oh, Blake is not going to play Dallas against Miami, is he?
He sure is.
So I thought that's why he was like, oh, let me get the Packers and the Bears here who have great matchups so I could block Blake. I don't know. Otherwise, why bother? You have three defenses or four defenses on your team now. Whatever.
Yeah, that's probably exactly what he's doing. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why you would pick up the. He has the. Well, he has since dropped a defense.
Is he? I don't know what he's doing.
So he added the Bears and the Packers, but when I look at his team, he has the Packers, the Raiders, and the Colts.
Yeah, he had the Raiders and Colts already, which are fine defenses.
So what the fuck happened to the Bears defense?
Yeah, I don't know why you would drop the Bears defense this week, but the Packers defense has the best matchup of the week.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to the Bears defense, but allegedly...
Nobody can tell.
Oh, no, there we go. I refreshed my page, and now all of a sudden he has four defenses on his team.
There you go. I think he's blocking you from getting a defense, thinking there's no way you're playing Dallas against Miami. So even if you didn't, Cincinnati against who the hell are they playing?
Pittsburgh, at Pittsburgh with Mason.
It is a great matchup against Mason Rudolph, for Christ's sake. So I don't know why you would even bother to whatever. Nick's crazy.
Yeah, I added Justice Hill, because I had a free roster
Justin
spot.
Justin Hill.
Justin Hill.
Love Justin Hill.
He's great. He's a good guy.
I've also added Tyler Goodson in relation to that whole Indianapolis running back situation that we talked about. I dropped
just in
out.
Case?
I'm going to jinx myself right here. I don't foresee Breece Hall getting hurt and Dalvin Cook's not getting any work because that entire offense is atrocious.
Plus, you're not getting past this round anyway, so who cares?
Why would you say that?
That was just a joke. I'm kidding. Yeah.
And Rob, you added Parker Washington, who's gotten a lot of attention in recent weeks.
Yeah, that was a block move. I just didn't want somebody to have him, so fuck it.
All right, that is it for this transaction. So let's get into our matchups. We only got two. Boop.
The Bulldogs.
Yale Bulldogs.
Yeah, Bulldogs.
Wow.
Not so fast.
All right, so here we are on the matchups. But first, I know Tyler doesn't have the bumper pulled up, but we're gonna do a gut check. Just you guys can make your own slurping sounds in your own heads if you want to at this point. But Tyler, what are you drinking tonight? I know it's probably alcoholic because you were rebooting the entire time before getting here.
No, it's not. I have some High Noons next to me though that I had that I left here during the last podcast that I could open up. They've been in my basement. They feel slightly chilly. They're probably roughly 62 degrees based on my basement. So
everybody loves a nice room temperature High Noon.
Yeah, let's see. Do I want a mango temperature? Do I want a passion fruit? Ooh, pineapple room temperature. You know what? That sounds like the best room temperature.
Yep, pineapple. Let's do it.
I love it. Rob, what you got?
A vodka and a sparkling ice black raspberry.
Nice. I have the same, but my flavor is classic lemonade.
Oh, there you go.
I was thinking about having some whiskey, but I was like, oh, I've had a lot of whiskey recently. Let's just clean it out with some vodka.
There you go.
All right, a first matchup.
Normally, when people decide to clean out their gut, they do, you know, like fruit juice or something.
No. Yeah. Whiskey's a good
You're like, not cleanser, clear alcohol.
Yeah. If it's clear, it makes your gut clear.
Yeah.
Right?
Why would it be? Listen.
Yeah,
I get it. I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Right in. And I'm not even drinking a dark mixer with it. Lemonade's light. It's fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, black raspberry is very dark, so I'm not helping myself.
Yeah, but that's like good for colon health, right? Or that's cranberries.
Ooh, you're right. I had a cranberry seltzer earlier. Does that work?
You know what? You're aces. That means you're fine. A+. A+ gut check. That's what I'm
fucking
saying.
A. There you go.
All right. First matchup is the juggernaut unstoppable playoff Blake backdoor hot snakes at 7-7. Well, the record doesn't matter, does it? Because it's the same record.
I mean, say it.
I was the sixth seed. I'm playing against the number two seed here. Cut my teabags. Record is also 7-7.
Right. And that's points that get you that grossness.
Yeah. I mean, our division was not good this year. We were all equally average.
Yes. Very, very good at putting it that way. Yes. All equally average.
Basically, everybody but Nate was just exactly the same. And I just happen to have slightly more points than some others.
Yeah.
Currently, the Snakes are projected 147 points to the Teabags 152. Got a dope 4-point sweat spread here. Going through my team here. I've got currently Josh Allen at the Chargers on Saturday night.
Hey, do you want to go back to the old way of doing matchups since we only have two?
Yeah, let's do that. Because then we can talk about the matchups.
It's the playoffs.
I was thinking of this earlier. I didn't want to like step on the host's toes, but.
Well, so what are you doing?
I don't
doing
give a
right
fuck about Blake's toes. Just I don't
step it all over
shit.
His feet.
So, like, this
do
is
it my way.
The problem, guys.
What?
Do it my way.
Talking about this
no,
before.
Come
on.
Fuck you.
Let's
we're
go.
Doing it my way. Because no. we're not
fine.
Entire format. Ad hoc here.
Yes, we are.
This is the kind
so
of
the
shit
first
that we talk about.
Josh
in the
Allen at the
show.
Chargers versus Justin
oh,
Fields
oh
at
oh my god,
Arizona.
Tyler! I swear to God,
this is going to get our listeners just laughing. No, we'll stick with the old format. We did
boo.
Not. I'm sorry, boo. But we'll stick with the old format.
I swear to fucking God, if you want to change things up, tell me beforehand. Stop doing this.
Yeah, I agree.
What are we doing
listen,
this way?
Listen, mister, we're not going to do transactions. Now, where's the transactions bumper?
Nope. Sorry. Jesus. Go ahead, Blake. Josh Allen, Chargers.
Well, Tyler, in my defense, I didn't expect your computer to have fucking COVID or whatever the fuck's going on over there.
Listen, just do it the right way.
Oh, God, that was good.
All right. Assholes.
Computer COVID.
So in the battle of quarterbacks, I have Josh Allen over Justin Fields.
No, but we're going Blake's way. He's got Josh Allen and going to your running backs. No, I keep the same way. It's fine. Go Blake.
I hope my microphone picked up my heavy sigh. I don't think it did.
Yeah, I didn't hear it. You just there. I did it for you. There you go.
How about a
you
groan? Gotta, all right, fine.
You got to groan a little, yeah.
I have Josh Allen at the Chargers. I will defend my point, and then you guys can talk about the opposing team. How about that?
Sounds good. Do it.
And how about you all? I'm going to throw this at you. Tyler Sober, why don't you flip off each position? I don't give a fuck who goes first.
Okay.
Fuck I just flipped too, off Tyler. The quarterbacks.
No, he was You're, flipping off each position.
I was flipping off the positions, See, just like
I,
you said.
I get it.
Oh,
get
now it. You're getting mad about it. I did exactly
nope,
what you said.
I got what he was doing.
Oh,
I got
my
what he was
God.
Doing. I
All
got right. what he was doing.
So, back to football.
All right.
I love Josh Allen at the Chargers. That entire organization is a mess. The defense has not been good this year. I feel pretty confident in this. I mean, Josh Allen travels better than Dak does, you know, as we've seen last week.
Well, and what did Aiden O'Connell do against the Chargers last week?
Yeah, 63 yeah. points.
Yeah, so, yes, you got to love Josh Allen.
So, yeah, Josh Allen is pretty much locked in. Why don't you guys talk about Justin Fields?
I mean, I would say Fields against Arizona is a good play. Arizona is, like, the sixth best matchup for quarterbacks as far as points, sixth or fifth or something like that. So, yeah. A great matchup for Fields. I still like Josh Allen better, but it's a good matchup for Fields. He can put up points.
Yeah, whereas Josh Allen is the number one quarterback this week, Fields is still top five.
Yeah.
Running backs, I'm starting out Breece Hall, home against Washington, like we talked about earlier. Washington's an awful defense just through and through. Like top five best start for running backs. I've also got Najee Harris this week at Cincinnati. A little preview of my bench. I don't trust Austin Eckler. I don't trust that offense, and especially not against Buffalo.
Oh, God. You saw they did it against Dallas, so.
Yeah, Eckler's not in my lineup. I can't do it. Najee is going to get volume. They're at home. They're playing a division opponent. It should be a decent game, and I'm hoping Najee gets some work.
Tyler wants to. I legitimately think that that's going to burn you. I think that's crazy. You're benching a guy who could do two, could get 2 points, could get 20, which is what he's done the last 2 weeks, for a guy who only gets 4 points.
So your job right now is to talk about Knicks running backs?
Also true.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Sorry that I critiqued your beautiful and flawless lineup that it has no problems with it whatsoever. I mean, Kyren Williams has been fucking nails ever since he comes back or came back. He's the number two running back this week behind Christian McCaffrey, I think. And then Derrick Henry against Seattle. You don't love that, right? Because you got Tannehill. They're probably going to be down. So, yeah, I think Nick takes this, takes the running backs.
So Austin Eckler has scored 10 or less points in six of the 10 games since he returned from injury. That's over 50%. Cincinnati's a decent, or not Cincinnati, Buffalo's a good run defense.
Returned from injury? Wasn't that after the bye week five?
Yes.
Yeah, I have him scoring 23, 20, 20, 20, week 8, 9, 10, 14.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games since he returned from injury where he scored 10 or less.
Are you talking about Austin Eckler?
Yes, I'm talking about Austin Eckler. 9, 5, 7, 10, 3, 6 points, Tyler.
Nine,
week
five.
6, 7, yeah. 11, 13, 12, and 15.
Yes. Oh, I see what you're saying. 6 out of the 10 games.
Yes. 6 games out of the 10 he's okay. played since returned to from injury.
I thought you were like doing a 6-game sample size, and that's what threw me off.
No, here's what I would do. His last 5 games, he's been real up and down. 7, 10, 3, 26. Only once was he usable, and that was against Denver. Otherwise, he has, if you see, it's been up and down. So if you go by pattern, which is sometimes goofy, he is due for an upswing here. Yeah. He might get double digits.
Whereas Najee Harris is obviously, yes, a less scoring running back, but he's slightly more stable. Recently, yeah, it's been bad 2 and 6, but last time at Cincinnati, he had 15 carries for 99 yards, a touchdown. He lost 2 yards because of a botched run play in the last 2 minutes.
Right, otherwise he would have got the bonus.
So. Otherwise he would have gotten the bonus. Yeah. So
I think the only redeeming thing here is the last time they played Cincinnati, but you know, you could do the same thing with Najee where the last 5 games are 4, 15, 9, 6, 2. I would be playing, if you want to play a Pittsburgh running back, I'd be playing Warren. Because at least you do have a little bit of boom there.
Oh, because he's been super good recently, for sure.
He's been better than Najee.
I mean, I would have to say if it was me, I'd play Eckler just because, God dang, he's your guy. But I get 100% why you're burnt on him. Because
I don't know if I can with confidence. I feel like I need the 4.
I get it 100%.
As we move on here,
keep going.
Which is where all of my high floor and high ceilings are, is Debo Samuel at home against Baltimore. I mean, bad matchup, but Niners are at home. That's a huge bonus for them, and they've been fucking rolling. And then Amon-Ra St. Brown at Minnesota, which is a fantastic matchup. So, I mean, I feel like the receivers, I have the high ceiling, so I need to play the floor play at my running back. That's kind of where I'm at.
And then over a receiver, we got Cooper Kupp. Against New Orleans, and Keenan Allen, who did not practice, so we don't know if he's actually going to play against Buffalo.
And has now Easton Stick at quarterback.
So
he still got 12 targets last week.
He didn't play last week.
That's right. Yeah, he didn't play last week. Had 12 targets the week before, so he didn't play with Easton Stick at all.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, Keenan Allen... by far the worst of this bunch, you got to think, right?
Yeah. So it's obviously the snakes on these.
Yeah.
And Debo, even though Baltimore's good defense, but Debo can run it, can receive it. There's a lot going on there. So.
Yep. Yeah, this is snakes by a mile at the receiver.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm actually, I mean, I'm making a live change of my lineup. It doesn't really matter. I just, because I just saw that Debo plays Monday night, so I'm going to move him to a flex.
No, sure.
Oh, okay. That doesn't mean, yeah, whatever.
No, that's all. That's all I'm doing there. But
so you can keep options open.
There we go. So moving into tight end, Sam Laporta, same game for Detroit at Minnesota there. Like I said, 5 catches, 3 touchdowns last week. They played Minnesota already this year or no? Nope, they play them twice in the last
twice in the next 3 weeks, which is insane. But
Minnesota, all like not all that shakes defense. I think they're middle of the road as far as tight end defense, so I'm not too worried there.
Yeah, and then
on the other side, you got Ferguson, and you're just hoping for a touchdown. And that's what Nick's been doing all year. And granted, it's been paying off, you know, but he's back to being the classic Jason Witten. Hey, here's 4 for 44 and a touch.
That's probably what he's going to get, 10 points, 8 points, something in there, where Laporta can get you what he got you last week, Blake, which is a shit ton of points. So this is easy Laporta.
Yep, I'm just hoping for over 15, really, which is – Not entirely out of the use for Laporta.
No.
Flex, I've got DeAndre Hopkins and Mike Evans. Hopkins is home against Seattle. Evans home against Jacksonville. I like playing at home receivers. The Tampa Bay Bucks playing against a very beatable passing defense in Jacksonville. We've seen multiple times this year. Baker loves himself some Mike Evans. So as long as Baker's in, Evans is completely upgraded,
yes,
compared to what he's been over the last couple of years. DeAndre Hopkins, like we mentioned, Titans don't really have a ton to play for, but Seattle is a very beatable passing defense. I really don't know.
It's tough if Tannehill plays.
It is tough to make the Hopkins start, but there's not a ton on my bench that I feel great about. I mean, if Jaden Reed is fully cleared to play against Carolina, that's still questionable because Carolina is a decent passing defense. Otherwise, I might plug an Austin Eckler in down there if I really don't feel good about it.
I think that's what you have to do if Tannehill plays. I think you have to.
Honestly, so I was going to say Reed. The thing with Reed is he even gets, you know, 3-4 carries a game. You know, Debo light.
Runs, yeah.
Debo light. Way light, but still Debo, you know, he's got that floor. Right. He's got that floor of, you know, 12, 13 points that – You know, yeah, Blake, if you're looking for a floor play, I think Reed is the floor play. You know, he's not going to break out for, you know, a huge game, but 15 points, lock him in. Yeah.
Flexes, we got Singletary against Cleveland and Raheem Mostert against Dallas. So of these, Mostert's always questionable on Wednesday, so I don't even count that.
No, Mostert's for sure scoring twice against Dallas.
Yeah, because you saw what Dallas gave up against Buffalo running.
Yep.
They're going to play well pass defense against Tua. It doesn't matter.
Hankins went on IR, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, no, they're screwed.
So Mostert and Achan are going to eat against this team. And if Miami's smart, they're just going to run the ball, do a couple play actions. So you might get a couple deep shots on guys, but It's not going to need to be a 300 to a passing game. It's going to be Mostert for 80, you know, or 15 for 80 and 2 touchdowns, and Achan for 10 and 90 and a long touchdown or something stupid like that because Dallas is so terrible. And we're going to lose this game. So, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then Singletary, I'll tell you what, I mean,
against Cleveland, I don't like it, but it's just he's got so much volume.
Yeah, he's got so much volume. We're not in benches yet. I see someone that I may flip up there, but you may have to use him elsewhere. So we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, I kind of talked through my bench as I went through my lineup here. So I don't really have a ton to add other than which Steelers running back do I feel like is going to give me more production.
Right.
And I can't believe you're not playing the Bengals defense.
I don't know. I have. I feel like Cowboys are going to have a bounce back week. Tua can have a multiple turnover game at any.
I mean,
at
he
any
can,
time.
But I'm. I know. At Pittsburgh play at home. Pittsburgh plays better, but you got a guy who hasn't played quarterback for 2 years, maybe longer, playing quarterback against a Bengals defense that is decent.
Yeah.
I just have. I don't like Dallas at, on the road as a defense. At home, yeah. I love them, but I just don't like them at home.
Dallas is going to have to so sell out to stop any semblance of the running game that I just don't see a way that you don't get beat by Tyreek multiple times. You don't get beat by Waddle multiple times. Like, yeah. I think
they don't have a tight end. Waddle is their tight end. You just think of it that way with all that opening over the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
I'll tell you what. I don't see a way the Cowboys win this game. I really don't.
I don't either.
Unless you purely outscore Miami, which I don't think.
Unless Dak has a MVP type game.
Yeah.
And we outscore them, yes. But I get it because I have clamored all year, start your stud defense. But it just, after that Buffalo game and how terrible they played on the road, I just feel that on the road home thing is a thing.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right. Dig into the T-backs defense or bench then, guys.
I mean, they don't have anything. I hate McLaurin against the Jets. That's
yep.
Just awful.
Unplayable.
I don't think Rashid is anything. He's a dart throw, but Olave should be back and fine. I would play Higgins because I tell you what, with Chase not playing, he's the number one. And I don't care if Keenan Allen is maybe back. Buffalo has been playing pretty well recently. And they've got, a terrible quarterback now. I am taking Keenan Allen out, and I'm throwing T. Higgins in there. Especially against Pittsburgh, who has been not a great defense. So that would be the change I would make.
Yeah, and as I look at it, so let me ask you this one, Rob. Derrick Henry against Seattle or Nico Collins, should he play versus Cleveland?
I'm going to keep Henry.
Okay.
I keep Henry, but I tell you what, I also might. You talked about the Packers being good defense against Carolina.
Yeah.
I mean, the Colts have been a good defense. They've been scoring. It's not like they haven't been a great NFL defense, but they've been a great fantasy defense because they just get pick sixes, turnovers, that kind of thing. That would be a tough call, but you might think about that.
I have this exact no, sorry. I dropped the Colts earlier.
Okay.
I believe. I thought I had this exact. Well,
that's a tough call. That's a tough call. I'm not playing the Bears. I don't know why you would have the Bears defense.
Oh,
Arizona's been playing well.
I have this exact matchup, the Colts defense and the Bears defense, and I'm playing the Bears. The Bears defense has been awesome since they got Montez Sweat.
I mean, they have been, but why do you have four defenses for crying out loud? Are you that insane?
Yeah.
I hope you're cutting some. All right. There we go. That's it.
All right. Well, who's got dice this week?
I can dice. I got one right here. Let's go first.
I'd be insane to not pick myself, so I have to go myself.
All right. Dice went six.
That's also Blake.
All right. Dice is doing it.
I am so hung up on your start of Najee Harris, and I just can't get over it. And for that reason, I'm going with Nick.
All right. So that means right now, because of Tyler's statement, Najee Harris is going for 110 and a touchdown.
Probably. What? I believe that Najee Harris isn't a terrible play. I believe Blake will come to his senses and change his defense. Based on that, I'm going to take Blake.
Tyler, did you listen and record last week's picks on our spreadsheet or just in general?
I listened. I didn't write them down.
Oh, okay. Well, that would have been good.
That's the job of whoever records.
Ah.
No, solid. I mean, it's the job of me if you send me a spreadsheet with it all listed out.
My guy, it is already in the Google Drive. It has been literally forever.
You don't give me access to the full fucking spreadsheet.
Yeah, it's been in there because every time I've missed, I put my stuff in there.
And you didn't last week. I didn't look.
Yeah, but the spreadsheet's in there. Just fill out a new one.
No, motherfucker. We were, Rob and I were 100%. Tyler was 0%. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, sounds good.
Let's get into the next matchup. We got the Fly Eagles Fly. 9-5 record, 158 projected points versus number one seed, Hawaiian Chacas. 11-3 record. On a losing streak entering the playoffs.
Mm.
Not great, but a projected 143. Currently in the hole. Currently the dogs in this matchup. Rob, go over your quarterback.
All right, so I got Jalen Hurts at home against the Giants. Like the matchup, going with Hurts, because even if they don't pass a lot, they get down to the 1 yard line and it's a tush push for rushing touchdown. So give me Jalen Hurts. I don't like Dak on the road again. I can't do it. So it's Hurts.
All right. And Tyler, the Chacas have Tua this week at home against Dallas. Where are you sitting at Tua? I mean, I've obviously given my projections or my thoughts on it so far.
Yeah, I think the only downside to Tua is, like we talked about, I think Achane and Mostert could go for 200 yards. So if that happens, then Tua's not going to go over 300, which is, you know, what you're looking for in the playoffs. So give me Hurts.
All right, Rob?
I mean, I got McCaffrey against Baltimore. Tough matchup all the way around, but it's McCaffrey for shit's sake. I mean, the guy can score rushing or receiving, so I'm good there. Ken Walker. Back. He has a questionable tag this week for a shoulder thing, but I think it's just because he's fine, and Tennessee has not been good against the run recently. So I love me some Ken Walker this week against Tennessee.
Tyler, the running back, starting the first one here, is Ramondre Stevenson. Like we mentioned earlier, it's not looking positive for him. They're at Denver, and then we've got Jahmyr Gibbs, obviously huge, massive upside at Minnesota. I just want you to go through probably your other options here for Ramondre on the bench, because that's probably going to be a replacement, right?
So, okay, even if it is, you're going to move Swift up, because this team is kind of doesn't have much at running back. So I think you're playing a non-running back if Stevenson is out.
You don't like Antonio Gibson at all? Getting a lot of work with Brian Robinson also being out?
Not particularly. I mean, he's, again, one of those guys that's going to get you 8 or 10 points, but nothing more. I'd rather take a shot on somebody else, like a Lockett, something like that.
All right, receivers.
Okay, so I got A.J. Brown against the Giants, which I like, and Davante Adams against Kansas City. He always plays well against Kansas City. And they've got to throw to somebody. So I dig both matchups.
Yeah, Raiders team on a hot streak. Chacas, Stephon Diggs at the Chargers. And DJ Moore home against Arizona. What do you think, Tyler?
Oh, God.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think Stephon Diggs eats this week. This is a get-right game for the Bills. And they need it bad. Well, they need their passing game to get right, because their running game got right against Dallas. It's time for their passing game to get right. I think Stephon Diggs has a massive game. And DJ Moore has been really good since Justin Fields came back. So, this is Rob clearly winning, but the gap is not as big as you think.
Tight ends.
So, I got TJ Hockenson. I mean, he's been steady, Eddie. He's top two or three tight ends.
Revenge game. Revenge game.
It is a revenge game. So I like him against Detroit. I do.
All right, Tyler, there's three tight ends on this roster. We got Isaiah Likely, big game last week, but at San Francisco this week. There's Jonnu Smith home against Indy, or Dalton Schultz home against Cleveland.
Yeah, I need to pull up my notes here, because I don't remember. I seem to think that you can beat San Francisco with the tight end, but maybe I'm just absolutely off base there.
You could.
San Francisco, no, you cannot. You can beat them.
I was going to say, I think they're very good against tight ends.
I mean, since the bye, they have not let any offense happen to them.
I'll believe you. But Likely is, I think, your best option here. Dalton Schultz is still on IR for this team. Did he just?
He played last week.
But Shaka didn't have to set his lineup because he was on bye, so he didn't have to move him out.
Yeah.
So you know, I think Schultz versus Likely is definitely a conversation.
You're not playing Janu.
No. I mean, you could play Janu because
you could. He's but with those two other guys,
so he's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I think I'm playing Isaiah Likely and just hoping that he is the focal point of that offense, just like Andrews was.
Yeah.
I'd rather play the guy that still has a starting quarterback, I guess is what it comes down to.
I might switch to lean towards Dalton Schultz here, especially if
the doctor.
If Nico is back, I think that actually might help Schultz because he's Cleveland a good
is even better against the tight end than San Francisco is, though.
Hmm.
Yeah, but they've been caught in some shootouts recently. So let's get into the flexes. Rob, go ahead.
All right. Right now, I have Jalen Waddle against Dallas. We'll see if I keep that. And I have Aaron Jones against Carolina. Carolina, like one of the biggest run funnels. I mean, Aaron Jones should eat against that team running the ball.
Yeah, and Rob, you also need to move your Monday night guy into your flex, even though it's Christian McCaffrey, just in case.
Oh, yeah, true.
On the Shaka's side, CeeDee Lamb against Miami, you got to play him. If Dallas is even going to stay in the game, CeeDee Lamb is going to have 100 yards.
Agreed.
So that's outstanding. DeAndre Swift against the Giants. I believe DeAndre Swift has kind of fallen off lately. Yeah.
He has, but aren't the Giants a good matchup?
They are, and I don't know about recently. This is all season. They're middle of the road against running
middle
back.
Middle of the road, okay.
So... you know, so here, there, I already, so let's, you know, let's talk about it now. I think Swift is your second best running back, right? Ramondre, if he plays, I think you're playing him, but if he doesn't play, Tyler Lockett against Tennessee, I don't mind that. Blake, you brought up Antonio Gibson. I think I would play Lockett just because Antonio Gibson's up against the Jets. Yeah. Brandon Cooks against Miami. I guess you don't want to double up with CeeDee, but
no,
you know, and outside
it's
of that,
worked before. It's worked in a three-game stretch. It did.
There was a three-game stretch where that was fucking money.
I was doing it in another league.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it, you know, busted you against Philly, and then in another game last week where you guys where the Cowboys were down, and you would think that they were, you know, throwing a ton. So, and then Pop Douglas against Denver. He hasn't been the same. Well, A, he's been hurt a ton, but with Zappy last week, he just wasn't the same. So I think your pivot here is Lockett, or if it gets down to Gibson versus Cooks, I think that's a hell of a decision to make. And that really just depends on, let's see, Cooks is a night game. Gibson's a noon game. So yeah, you don't even get the benefit of time to figure out what you want to do. So I don't know what I would do there.
All right, Rob, hit your defense and your bench while we're at it.
All right, so right now I have the Broncos against New England. I think they're like one of the top defenses this week. They do have a weakness against the tight end, but God, at home with New England coming to town, come on.
They'll give up 100 yards to the tight end and literally nothing else through the air.
Yeah, and they'll get like turnovers and
yeah.
Okay, so my bench, there's no way I can play Zay Flowers against San Francisco after he gave, one catch last week. Chiefs are playing Vegas, so that is at home. So that, I mean, I could do that, but just the Broncos are so much of a thing. You know, if I have problems with any of these questionable things, I don't think Walker or I think both of those will be cleared tomorrow or Friday. But Ty Chandler's a thing, but Detroit is like the number one defense against the run, so I just can't bring myself to do it. And the only other thing I could do is if I, for whatever reason, thought that Dallas was just going to get run on and that Jalen Waddle wasn't going to do anything, that I could put in Drake London, who's playing at home against the Colts. And Tyler Heineke's going to throw it downfield. That would be just like a Hail Mary type thing. I don't think I'm going to do it, but I could. So that's my bench.
All right. And then, the Shakas are starting the Eagles defense at home against the Giants. We kind of touched on the entire bench throughout this lineup. Do you like the Eagles home against the Giants this week? I would say, yeah.
Yeah. It's the best possible matchup.
Yes.
All right. That's it. So let's pick them. Rob, you want to go first?
Do I want to go first?
Yeah,
I can't pick my own team first.
That's exactly what Blake did last time.
I'm sure you're picking yourself.
You sure I'm picking myself?
That's what I would say you're doing.
I don't feel good about it.
I would.
But I'm going to pick myself.
All right, hit the dice then.
Dice through a 9.
All right, that's Shaka's.
Okay.
Tyler?
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah, I'm pushing for Fly Eagles Fly. I leave the dice on an island here. I'm fully subscribed to the doublehead Blake and Rob championship matchup in Dynasty and Bag.
That would be a hell of a thing.
In Dynasty, it hurts me so much. It hurts me so many different ways if you guys are the championship that I just need it not to happen.
I'm
fully subscribed to that because that is ultimate chaos and will be the most antagonistic watch a football Sunday of all time next week.
I will tell you what, I will put it out right here. Right here. Tyler, what are you doing next week?
Christmas, right? No, that's New Year's. I'm out of town. Sorry.
Ooh. All right. We'll be flying home on Sunday.
No, not the weekend, like during the week, like after Christmas, like Wednesday or Thursday or something.
I don't know. Why?
If Blake and I both win this week and in both leagues and get to the championship of both leagues, I will take the three of us out to dinner Wednesday or probably we'll do a podcast Wednesday, Thursday of next week, and I'll buy.
Beautiful.
All right.
I have so much more. It's so much more advantages me for neither of one of you guys to make the championship in Dynasty.
So I looked it up, Rob. We land coming home from Dallas that weekend at 12:55. So we will land during the morning games. I say that for the...
Well, that's after. I mean, so we would make the championship games after this week.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is if we're both in the championships,
yeah,
maybe we have the Cedar Rapids folk or their nearest folk over for a party at your house or at my house.
I see what you're saying. Instead of the old out to eat after this week.
No. We're going both.
Yeah, oh, we can't do both.
Oh, you already agreed to it. It's on fucking tape.
Oh, I see what you're saying. If we both make it to the championships, I'll take you guys out on Thursday to
and then we get together
for the podcast for the championships next week. Let's do it. It probably won't happen. I'm going to lose one of the two leagues. So it won't make any difference, but I would love both of us to be in championships of both leagues. That would be awesome.
I'm fully subscribed to it, but
I subscribe too. I'm just glad Tyler's.
Anything else to add tonight, boyos?
Other than, I guess, good luck to the other two people in the champion of this league. No, fuck those guys.
Fuck them both hard.
Wow, Blake really wants to fuck guys.
I mean, yeah, I kind of want to win.
And I'll do it again.
I am just glad I won a playoff game after missing or after being in last place for 2 years. So go, Rob. He's back.
All right. Everybody, good luck in the semis. That is, again, the finals, not the Chubbs. Yep. Go ahead and let's play this out.